This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, we're the official pregame show for the G-Bag Nation. They'll be coming up here at 2 o'clock. We'll crosstalk with them in just a little bit. And I'm sure if we wanted to hang out with them a little more, they'd let us. Actually, Dawson said yesterday, give Peace-a-thon a chance.
Nice.
He said any overtime we want to spend hanging out with them and firing some opinions, Kevin can do that. I will be back here at 8 o'clock tonight, Kevin, with Brian Broaddus.
Me too.
As well as you, Colby, and Reggie, all in studio this evening. So I'm looking forward. I got to talk to them last night about Peace-a-thon, and I'm really excited about what we're going to be doing this evening as well. 105.3thefan.com/Peace-a-thon if you want to bid on any of the auction items. One of the awesome items that I requested many months ago from Petacolas was anything they could offer, because Petacolas is one of my favorite beers. I've beer companies is what I'm going to say, Michael. We have two Michaels in the room, by the way. We have Michael Finley from Petacolas and Michael Thomas, not the wide receiver from the Saints, but Michael Thomas from My Possibilities, the executive director of My Possibilities. And welcome you gentlemen to the show. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Good to be here.
Real quickly, let's start with My Possibilities and Mike, what the what you guys do that we are helping with today, because a lot of people are like, hey, where's my money going? What are you developing here? So can you kind of give us an idea? I've been trying my best, but you work in it every day. You see those faces every day. What can you tell us, Aaron?
Yeah, well, on the front end, happy to be here with the 2018 Volunteers of the Year.
Oh,
the,
that's
KNC Masterpiece. You guys give it a ton of time and support to MP, so we appreciate that.
Though for the record, I'm waiting for my makeup ceremony since I actually was not there where we were bestowed such awards.
So you'd like to have a whole additional ceremony?
That'd be great.
Got
I
it.
Really would appreciate
right
that.
Right on that.
Is that not what we're raising money for?
That's
for
actually, it's exactly,
ceremony?
Yeah, for your ceremony. That's what we're raising funds for.
Nice.
No, just to kind of bring into perspective for everybody that's listening, the disabilities world is pretty broad, but this is one of the worst funded states in the country. The good news is we jumped Arkansas last year, so we're only ranked 49th out of 51 states.
Let's go.
On a national level, right? That said, we provide kind of that pathway to the community for adults that have special needs, and that manifests in a lot of different ways. For some, it's education. For some, it's social skills training. For some, it's job placement. And, collectively, people are people, and we all want to be a part of the community. We all want to live, work, and play. So we're kind of that higher education step for young adults coming out of the school system who don't really have that next step. We've been around now 12 years. You guys have been in Peace-a-thon for, I think, six years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and have raised over $50,000 before this year. We don't even know this year's totals yet, but that kind of support goes directly into our team providing the best education in North Texas. We've gone from serving 10, we call our guys hipsters, 10 hipsters, to over 600 on a weekly basis today. And we're the largest organization in the state at this point inside a decade. And that comes greatly in part because of community support. And Peace-a-thon is one of those big pieces, so we appreciate it.
The hipsters are, it is the happiest collection of human beings you're ever likely to run across. It's kind of funny. Every time we do something up at y'all's campus, it's kind of like you focus on, all right, I need to do this, and you're thinking about the professional things you need to do. And then you get caught up in a conversation, or somebody wants a high five, or somebody wants to tell me about wrestling or hug or whatever. And you're just like, you kind of forget about all of the work, important, professional, kind of sometimes mundane things that you need to do. And you just kind of soak in the atmosphere. And it's so cool because when you're walking through is especially when y'all move to the new place, the first time I walk through is on the left, you see a room where they're having a wrestling conversation. I was like, ooh, I kind of want to go do that. And then we got the opportunity to tour the kitchen, and we got to see the culinary programs, and then you got to see the computer programs and the job placement things that y'all work on, and just all these different things. And there was so much stuff happening that we're doing the tour, and I'm kind of like, I kind of want to go see more about certain things. And then One of the last times we were there is we got into an impromptu rock band battle with a bunch of the hipsters. And it was really, the place is, every time I leave there, this is the best way I can describe it. Obviously, I know we have other personal connections with you, Corey, but every time I leave that place, I am just filled with joy. It's the best way I can say it.
Joy is like the best possible word to use for that building every single day of the week. I think one thing to point out too, just for those that haven't been there, is to understand that the hipsters within that program are, they're 18 to 75 years old, and it's every diagnosis under the sun. It's autism, Down syndrome, traumatic brain injury. And all that's really irrelevant because they all just love being in the same room together. They love when people come in and see what they're working on. Because truthfully, they're just trying to work to be a part of the community. So you guys show up, and while you're thinking about all your professional stuff, I mean, the fact that somebody came there to see them and engage with them means the world, you know, to them and their path. So
I know when we did the podcast with several of the guys, it was a lot of fun, and they seem really amped up. And obviously, we had just as much fun doing it for North Texas Giving Day.
And we saw that too at the Hipster Relay this year when Derek Holland shows up, runs around in the Shipley's Donut costume for a while, takes it off, and then all of a sudden everybody was like, hold on, and they wanted to hang out. We just saw the faces light up, man. It was great. It was a really great experience, and that's why we do it every year, and we'll keep doing it as long as we can, man, as long as my knees will let me. Now the Petacolas, y'all just celebrated your 8th year, I believe, right?
It's coming up on our 8th year. It's
coming up on the 8th
year. December 30th.
And there are tickets available for the for that party still?
There are. It's on December 28th.
Now Michael Finley is one of the guys that I said, "All right, how do you guys started something special? Was it this summer or in May?"
Well, I mean, full disclosure, you guys have supported my possibilities for pretty much 8 years.
Yeah, it goes back quite a ways. For us in particular, I think I'm coming up on my 5th anniversary. So shortly after I started working there, got approached by my possibilities to host a beer dinner. So we got a group of about 100 people down there, and the hipsters, you know, cooked all the food. We supplied the beer and had a really good time, and kind of the rest is history. So we have worked pretty closely over the last 5 or 6 years. And this year has probably been the biggest one for us when we launched Hipster Ale. So it's our blonde, American blonde ale that we brewed for My Possibilities in collaboration with them. And we're donating all of the proceeds back. So the profits are going back to My Possibilities and the programs they have.
How did that, how did y'all come up with an idea of, because with the names that y'all come up with, I've always loved the Velvet Hammer name because it's a perfect oxymoron.
Absolutely, like it is.
It's, hey, this thing's going to hit you hard, but it's going to go down smooth. And it's the perfect name. And a lot of the names that y'all have, the usual is one of the something I just recently had. I'd wanted for about a year now. I finally got my hands on it. But it was the perfect name because that's exactly what I thought of. And whenever it came to coming up with the right beer for the hipsters, how did y'all decide what's the right kind of drink for this group?
Yeah, so you know, we met with Michael, talked to Jordan Pratt, who's the brewer that actually came up with the recipe. And the goal was most of them are adults, they're over 21, and we want something that they would be able to drink as well. So we went for something very just light, easy drinking. We rolled it out in July. It was perfect. Great summer beer, patio pounder, if you will.
I like that word. I like that phrase, patio pounder.
5.6% patio pounder.
On average, our beers are about 8. So 5.6% is pretty good for us. But we didn't want to be, you know, too in your face as far as the hops are concerned. But we want something that also, if you are a craft beer drinker, you don't want some big beer or some IPA, you would still enjoy this beer. So that was kind of the goal behind it.
And there's something kind of cool about the concept of that style beer supporting a population that just wants to be included, right? I mean, we all have different style, different interests, and ultimately, I'm not a light beer fan. I'm a Belgian and porters and darks and that sort of thing. But there's a lot of people that don't like that. There's a lot of people that don't like IPAs. So if we're going to put a beer together to support people that want to be included, let's make it the most inclusive beer we can, and the Hipster Ale is it just absolutely nailed that.
Absolutely.
What was the response from the? I mean, because you guys have a lot of regulars, you know, like
you do.
I went down there for the first time, and I've met I've met some regulars that actually listen to the show. It's pretty awesome to get down there and see some people know who we are. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is great. What was the response from them? Were they like, hey, this is something I want to support?
Yeah, response was overwhelming. I mean, we got to the point where there are people still asking us for that beer. And then the seasons change, and then it's like, okay, now we have to focus on four beers that need to roll out in the next 3 months, and now we're canning. And so you have to... You got to, you know, dedicate so much to go into the cans, and that shuts down production for a couple of days, but it ties up, you know, our 12 tanks for quite some time as well. But we are going to bring it back. Just need to get nailed down the timing for it. My goal is to get it back out on the streets by March, just as it's starting to warm up, but also right before Autism Awareness Month in April. So that's our goal right now.
That's great. Yeah, man. And that means to me that it was a wild success because everybody drank it all.
Totally was.
Yeah, it's gone.
Everybody's drinking all the beer, then that's
it's kind of funny. So we were doing inventory about 2 weeks ago, and we found one lone keg.
Just one?
One lone keg. Went on the tap room. I think it was gone like 4 or 5 days. So it's pretty cool to see that beer still kind of live on every now and again when we find a random
beer. Released Hipster Ale in the month of July, I drank more beer in that month than literally any month in my life. That includes college. It was just it was a happy hipster related beer drinking month, and it was all to support MP, so it was worth it.
There you go.
That's what you told everybody, but it was just really good. You're like, this is for my company.
That's right. I have to have another one. Yeah.
Now, so if for anybody that doesn't know, 1053thefan.com/peasathon, we have the Pedicola's experience. Now, Kevin, you do not drink.
But I still think this is the coolest thing that we're doing.
Yes. No, and Kevin loves this. He's hugely supportive of hanging out and partying. He loves to hang out. And one of the things that I've always said is going down to y'all's place. I got my first opportunity to be down there this year during the 5K, the Velvet Hammer 5K, which was the same day as our Mudbug Bash. So I was feeling pretty good by the time I got to Mudbug Bash that afternoon. The environment down there is blast. Like it's awesome. Y'all got foosball tables upstairs. You got ping pong tables. There's shuffleboard, I believe.
There's shuffleboard.
And then you got the green room, and that's where I actually my guys hosted our fantasy football draft this year. So the great thing about what we asked is, hey, what can y'all do? And can you kind of explain what you guys have thrown our way? Because it's up for auction right now, and I'd love to get that bid a little higher for a big company to come in and hang out with you guys.
For sure. So we rent out our place all the time for private events. So when we were approached if we could put something together, and it's like, sure, why not? So the experience at our place will be that you are going to get the grain room. That's where it all started for us. That's the first real bar we had in that brewery before the tap room was even open. So it's its own private room. There's 8 taps on that bar back there. So you, 50 of your friends or 49 of your friends, will come enjoy 3 beers apiece. We'll give you a tour of our place. And then we also will have some custom glassware that's co-branded with My Possibilities.
What?
For everyone that's there. So it's really fun. Get to come hang out for a few hours. You guarantee you'll have a great time.
That's what I'm talking about, Kevin.
Plus, you left out what I think is the most important aspect when it comes to all this. You get to scoreboard everybody you know. Now, I understand that people are like, oh, you should do it for charity because it's the right thing to do. That's awesome, and I support all of that. But let's be honest. You want to scoreboard the fancy people that you hang out with. You can buy all kinds of things. I can't buy this in the store. You can be like, oh, guess what I got for Christmas? Awesome. Guess what I got? I'm going to invite you to the thing that I got for me. It's a party for 50 people celebrating me. Would you like to come to my party celebration that's for me? And that's what I would say again and again. And they'd be like, yeah.
And then Kevin, if they throw the fact that, oh, yeah, you're throwing this party for you, you can be like, yeah, but all the money went to charity.
Yeah, to My Possibilities. Have you been to My Possibilities? Scoreboard. Have you donated before? It's for a good cause, which is what I believe in. And they're like, oh, so you're kind of a jerk, but not. I don't. And then they just kind of, next thing you know, the tour's over and they don't even know what happened.
See, if you were to buy this, Kevin, and then give it back to MP, what we would do is use it to then do your ceremony that you missed out on last year. acknowledging you.
Corey, you missed
as volunteer
it.
Of the year.
I want them to redo the ceremony since I was, well, we went to go see Jerry Seinfeld. So I was like, I felt like it was
no, it's fair.
A worthy cause.
Michael Thomas, there are a lot of people out there that maybe they don't have $2,000 to donate for an item, or maybe they're just like, okay, I can donate $25. Every dollar counts. What else? What other ways can they get involved with what you guys do? And you follow them on Twitter at MPTXorg and check out what they're doing. Check out what they're doing on Facebook. But what other ways can they get involved with what you do?
Yeah, there's a ton. On the front end, I would say, you know, we always look for volunteers, both individuals and corporate groups that want to come in and be a part of our program. There is absolutely no better way to learn and to engage with people with disabilities than to just come out and be there for a day. I would extra push a little further and say the best possible way that anybody can get involved is to go to your HR department and say, you know what, we should hire somebody with disabilities to work here. It's a completely ostracized group of people as it relates to the workforce, and they absolutely make the best possible employees. They're a cultural just a boost for everybody. They never leave, so your HR person doesn't have to worry about rehiring. So I would say, you know, other than coming through, giving is definitely helpful. Volunteering is incredibly helpful. But pushing the envelope and trying to hire somebody to be a part of your team, and that is the absolute best way to show the world that people with disabilities can be included, because then every single person that engages with that person walks away and has this new understanding of, oh, you know, I met a guy that was working at the, you know, the radio station or at Petticoat. And man, super cool guy. And I can't wait to go back and talk to him again. That kind of engagement is over time is going to be what it takes to include them in the community.
Guys, we appreciate both of y'all coming up to the studio, but then also for helping support us personally, and then for Petticoat supporting my possibilities for so long, even before this event and long after this event. Appreciate y'all very much.
And my love for beer. I'm heading over that way right after this show, in between shows, to pick up some for the holidays. So
there. You know that's not a charitable donation, right?
I can write that off on my taxes.
Okay,
sure.
That's up to you, man.
We'll
You're the one that has to figure all of the money
really
out.
careful about that. 1053thefan.com/peaceathon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.